Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
2-1.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. And sort of live from the floor SHOT Show 2020. This is Lock and Load. And just walking up just now, I'm one of his alumnus, is the head, the MFCEO of Tactical Response, James Yeager. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. You would be an alumnus or an alumni.
I just got my certificate. That's all. If I come when I come and take another class, and they're like, "What are you?" I'm just gonna. That's all I'm doing. I'm just gonna hold it up because I never get that one right. How's your SHOT Show going?
Good, man. Good.
Now you come here. We were just talking about this. You come here. You're a trainer.
Yep.
And people come to you, although you do mobile training. If somebody puts something together, you go out to a far-flung place and do that as well.
Yep.
But for you coming here, this is just a chance to hang out with the people, isn't it?
Yeah, 99% of it is coming to see folks and network and do stuff like this right here. And then 1% of it's about the gear. And people think this, I guess even for me, is like mostly about the gear, but it's not. If there's something like earth shattering, I'll go and check it out and report or whatever. But most of the time, the changes are so incremental with the gear, especially during peacetime. We're not at war right now. When we're at war, the technology advances very quickly, and it's tough to keep up with sometimes, like during Iraqi freedom and stuff like that. For the most part, it's just come to hang out with people like you. Today I was hanging out with Jack Carr, the author, and Chris Costa is a friend of mine. And then my buddies at Aimpoint, and I just left Midwest Industries.
I had John Farnham here earlier today.
Yeah, what a great guy.
Got to meet him for the first time this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What a fantastic human being. And I still got to get by and see my friends at AR-500 Armor. I know they're sponsoring the show here, so I got to get by and see them. But
I don't even know if they're here.
They got a booth. Yep.
Do they? Okay. All right. So anyway,
I don't know if anybody's in it. I haven't went by it yet, but I'm going to.
I haven't had a chance. Monday I'm getting ready to come here, and I'm bringing all this stuff. And I was like, I don't think I want to be on Radio Row. And then they called me and said, "You're going to be on Radio Row." So I said, "Okay, good thing I packed this stuff up, huh?" So when you're talking about the gear now. I know that I don't want to speak out of turn. Now, at one point, you were doing a lot of stuff with SOE.
Uh-huh. I still do.
Yeah, because, his stuff is just, it's almost indestructible, isn't it?
The thing about it is it's kind of funny. It's more of a lifestyle thing than just tactical gear. He has gotten into these crazy colors and stuff, but you can buy this. I'm making this up. You can buy this purple bag with pink straps on it that you can still jump out of a plane with. It's this weird kind of combination. He sells like the regular, Cody Tan or multicam gear too, but he also has this offshoot of lifestyle stuff that is really kind of unique in the industry.
Yeah. I've had some of his stuff. I've still got two or three pieces of it. It's still, I did start training finally, and I finally got to try some of the stuff out. I can't tear his stuff up.
I bought my first pieces of his kit around 2001 or 2002. I took some of them, some of the stuff to Iraq with me, and I still use most of that stuff often.
Cool. I like him. I like him a lot. I would have him on the show. But he's sort of unfiltered, isn't he?
He might be able to behave himself for a minute. But I think people would appreciate hearing his story. He doesn't hide this, but he's been to prison. He's a two-time felon, and I believe people would appreciate hearing his story. He has a work ethic out of this world, and if he can turn his life into what he's turned it into,
is he here?
No, huh?
Okay.
But it's a fantastic story. You might need more than one segment for it.
I would do it, but I've never actually spoken with him. It's always been text or email.
Well, I can make a face-to-face.
That would be nice. That would be cool. That would be cool. So the other thing about the gear, I mean, you're talking about it's quite subtle right now when there's nothing pushing the innovation, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, when there's a war going on, there's all this money coming out of the Department of Defense going to all these contractors and things like that, building stuff, and everybody sees that there's opportunities, so it really ramps up research and development on companies and things they're trying to sell to the military, and because of that, we get all these advancements in weapons and armor and, you know, helmets and all, night vision, all that kind of stuff.
Right. I was talking about helmets with Team Wendy earlier today. You ever had any experience with Team Wendy?
I just know that they supported Hillary during the last election, and I wouldn't take a dump in a Team Wendy helmet.
Okay. I asked the question, I got the answer. Anyway, moving on, as we move on. Let's see, we've got plenty of time to move on. Have you by chance seen that the alien pistol?
I have not.
Maybe you ought to go, because I'd really like to hear what you had to say.
That's
about it.
That's the name of it?
It's called, the name of the company is Lago or Luago or something like that. They call it, and the model is the Alien.
No, I haven't even heard anybody talk about it till now.
It looks a little bit like a really slim down, like those, is it Archon pistols that were coming out of Russia that I think Century was going to carry or something like that? It is a completely different design. I personally wouldn't, and it's $5,000.
Well, gosh, I'm going to have to go check that out.
It's $5,000. Although, your buddy Super Dave did talk me back into Glocks.
Okay.
He did. I've had him on the show a couple of times, and he was out there railing about the Glock 45 and 50. He said, fifth gen, just get fifth gen. And I went out, got that fifth gen, then I got a Glock 19 and fifth gen. What are you carrying nowadays?
I got a fifth gen Glock 19.
Okay. They addressed a couple of issues finally, enough to where I can overcome my thing about Gaston Glocks.
I've carried all the generations.
Right.
I've never had a complaint.
One thing that I was talking about, and when I said this, Farnham was like, I know. You know, he's very big into that modern striker-fired pistol concept. And for him, I mean, I know at one time when the P320 came out, you looked at that and thought about carrying that because you wanted an American gun. You want to support an American company.
No, that SIG's not an American company.
I know they're not. But
it was Smith & Wesson. You're confusing it. It was the M&P 2.0.
Was it?
Yeah. And I still have that gun. I'm doing this carry optic experiment for 1 year, and that's why I've got the Moss Glock on. But when that's over, that Smith & Wesson's gone back in the waistband.
Yeah. I thought, for some reason, I was thinking Don Numbers had that.
I did have a SIG 320.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean, when I came and took the class, he was out there with a 2.0 compact.
Wasn't mine.
He was, I mean, he could have written his name on the target with that thing. That guy can shoot. That guy can absolutely shoot. For tactical response, is anything new going to be coming up?
No, we're just trying to keep up with the demand. We had 5,218 students in 2019, and they're banging at the door this year.
I need to put this in context for people, okay? Because Camden, Tennessee is a lovely little town.
Yep.
With the emphasis on little, but the big man on campus in Camden, Tennessee is you.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like when we went to the Fred's and we were like, we forgot our socks. They're like, come for a Jaeger class? And, you know, the restaurant, you here for the Jaeger class? So, you know, but Camden, it's not exactly on the beaten path, and to have 5,000 plus people coming to you is, I found the curriculum of fighting pistol, for example. I mean, I came out of that. I didn't have any misconceptions. I'd learned something out of it.
Right.
I learned a lot out of it.
Well, the curriculum is unmatched.
Yes. Yes, it is. the way you teach to do things and everything else, the getting into the gross motor skills and overcoming that, what happens. The other thing I don't know many people know about is that I tell you what, running up against the break, you hang on. We'll be right back talking to the MF CEO of Tactical Response, that being James Jaeger. This is Lock and Load.
It's crazy.
Shelter.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I wish you would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the women. And this is Shot Show 2020. And things happen that are completely unexpected to me sometimes. Joining me now is film star Max Martini. Good evening, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, hey. this is going to be a bucket list thing. I've seen your work. I like your work, but that's, you're not here about your work.
Well, partly I am, actually. I come to the SHOT Show every year. I love to, you know, obviously it's like going to Costco.
Right.
Yeah. Get my shopping in. But the reason that I'm here this year is to support a movie, or actually drive traffic to a movie called Sergeant Will Gardner that I made to support veterans. 30% of the film goes to veteran-based charities. We're trying to raise and maintain a level of awareness, you know, and so there's a wonderful driving cause behind this film. It's been embraced in a massive way by the veteran community. The three charities that we're supporting are changing lives. I can talk about those if you want.
Certainly.
Yeah, so one of the charities is called Warrior's Heart. It's based out of Bandera, Texas. They are assisting law enforcement officers and veterans. One of the prerequisites to get into the program is that you have an alcohol and or drug dependency. And then once you're in the program, they'll address your PTS or TBIs or whatever other issues you have. Higher Ground USA is based out of Sun Valley, Idaho. They use recreational therapy to assist veterans. They also are based in Los Angeles and New York. And in those cities, addressing the homeless veteran crisis. And then lastly, we're supporting the Gary Sinise Foundation. And you know Gary, he's a force in the veteran community.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He is
my mentor. So doing great work.
That's not the norm. I mean, Gary Sinise, obviously he's been doing this for a long time, and I mean, I guess since Forrest Gump, when that came out, was that his cathartic moment when he decided to move in that direction?
I feel like it was, and I feel like it was at that point that he really started to to devote his free time to helping veterans, and quite honestly, I mean, in my business, in my world, in Hollywood, there's just nobody that does more, and he's really had a tremendous impact on the veteran community.
You're somewhat of a paradox for Hollywood, aren't you, Mr. Martini?
Yes, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, here's the thing that... The thing about Hollywood is that when there's a natural disaster, you know, when everybody rallies, people come together, they hold telethons, they have huge fundraisers, all the big stars come out. But why have we not done that for the veterans? You know,
I think to be quite honest with you, because it's easy to not. I think it's easy to not because veterans are young men. I mean, when I was in the military, I was relatively old. I was like one of the older men in the platoon. I was 23 in basic training. And it was one of these things where you give your youth to the country.
Yeah.
And then you wake up one day and it's like being an athlete in a lot of ways because, like, one day you can't do the obstacles anymore. One day the rope stretches too much on the rappels because you've gained too much weight and you look like Wile E. Coyote hitting the dust. And then it's over, and then you come out, and nobody cares.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I don't think that there's been a movie that's profit-shared with veteran charities.
That's probably, I would have to agree with you. That's got to be a first, yeah.
So I'm starting some kind of a movement with this film. I'm continuing to use films to help veterans. I'm always hiring veterans for work behind the camera, in front of the camera. But for me, look, man, I mean, we have young kids, and when I say this, there's a lot of people that if you're not in the military or you haven't served, you don't realize how young the average age of our service people are.
19.
So these are pimply-faced kids that are on the front lines defending our freedom, and when they come back from combat, there's without exception, they should receive nothing more than red carpet health care. In the meantime, while we're trying to figure out the VA system and making it easier to navigate and, ironing out the kinks, there's these incredible foundations out there that are doing really great work for veterans, and we have to support those.
Well, did you serve? I haven't even asked you that.
You know, I didn't serve, and I come from a military and law enforcement family, so it's one of my regrets, but quite honestly, man, I'm...
I think you could have.
I could have?
Yeah. I'm not saying that there was a chance. I'm saying that if you had, I think you would have excelled.
I think I would.
I have to agree with you there. There was a time when I was younger that I excelled at it, and yeah. You know, now I get to look at that, get that fondly.
Well, this is a little bit of service in another capacity.
This is a little bit of service that nobody else does.
Right.
This is what this is. This is nothing more or less than this. This is you getting out there, and nobody does this.
Right.
Nobody profit shares a movie, especially to the veterans. So I'm not going to presume to speak for the veterans, because I've been a very lucky veteran. I don't partake in anything the VA does.
Right.
But for those, like I had a guy on here earlier today that tries to prevent veteran suicide.
Mm.
My first radio producer, he killed himself. And that troubled me, and I had to go seek out a psychologist. And they told me at the moment when he made that decision, he might have come to a moment of peace. I don't see that happening to a warrior. A warrior is not coming to peace when he decides to do that. He's trying to end the torment.
Yeah.
And he should just be led. We owe it to the very least to bring him in here and depressurize them and all this other stuff. And, she's behind us doing that nonsense that she does. And now she's going to be a cheerleader. Okay, Tony Basil. She got Tony Basil with you. Hey, I love her stuff. Anyway, thank you.
Listen, thank you for the assist, and I'm helping. I'm trying to reach as many eyes as I can. You can find the movie on Amazon, iTunes. It's called Sergeant Will Gardner. 30% of it goes to veteran charities. Please help support our cause. There's a really wonderful intention behind it, and we can change a lot of lives if we have success.
Well, what I would like for you to do, I don't ever get to give movie stars my card, but what I would like for you to do is, this goes along, if you want to come on and let's talk about how this is going and what kind of reception you're getting and everything else, I would love to volunteer at least my vehicle to you.
I'll take you up on that.
To let me know, to let everybody know what you're doing. This is out in theaters now?
It's actually on iTunes and Amazon. It's on streaming platforms.
That's the way everything is going.
That's how they're doing it now.
Yeah. Where are they getting the money from?
Well, and by the way, you don't have to leave your house. You can watch it in your living room. So there's
that's what it's becoming, isn't it?
That's where we're at.
It's just going to be like that movie WALL-E, where everybody sits in a rolling around a hover barca lounger.
That's right. That's right.
We don't want that for anyone.
Right.
So, like I said, one more time. Name of the movie is?
Sergeant Will Gardner.
It's on iTunes. It's a streaming movie.
iTunes, Amazon. Those are the best two places to find it.
Who else did you get to be in it with you?
Gary Sinise is in it. Robert Patrick's in it from The Unit. Those of you guys who know him from The Unit. Dermot Mulroney is in it. Omari Hardwick, who stars in Show Power. It's got a real, a loaded cast. And it's a great story.
Max Martini, thank you, sir.
Thanks, bro.
Can I get a picture?
Yeah.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are continuing to make their case to impeach President Trump in a Senate trial. Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York says the president tried to cheat and then attempted to cover it up and got caught.
President Trump tried to cheat and solicit foreign interference in an American election. That is an attack on our character.
President Trump is praising China for its efforts to contain the outbreak of the coronavirus. He thanked China's president for their efforts and transparency. The coronavirus has killed over 24 people in China and has infected hundreds of others. 2 cases have been confirmed in the United States. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow is down 170 points to finish at 28,989. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Pre-recorded yesterday. We're here live at SHOT Show 2020. A while back, I went to an airsoft event, and I don't look at airsoft as a kid's game. And airsoft has turned into quite the industry. It's a very good force-on-force thing, a very good force-on-force exercise, if you will. That's relatively inexpensive compared to the other means that I know of anyway. So joining me from Umarex is JB, who took time out from his schedule to come and talk to us about this. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, sir. Tell me a little bit about the way you regard airsoft, because, I mean, these kids, they gear up.
Yeah, but it's not just kids. I mean, you go to an airsoft event now, and 33% of them are over 35.
So. I don't know, JB. If you look at me, all of them are kids. 35-year-olds are kids. But anyway, yes, I did see quite a few adults. And I mean, the movement is military grade.
Oh, definitely. You'll these guys like their gear.
Right.
You mentioned anything from headsets, radios, the proper, you know, uniforms. And they are getting into a role and fulfilling that role and their mission. And because every skirmish has a mission of some sort.
So with Umarex, now airsoft weapons have evolved, haven't they? I mean, I fired one time years ago that mimicked the recoil of the AR-15 when it launched the pellet downrange.
Yes, they do that regularly now.
Yeah.
And they operate from either an electronic battery or green gas in some cases. And the kick's not necessarily as hard as a firearm platform, but you can definitely notice it, and that's really what a lot of people have gravitated to, is that more of that realism aspect.
Right. The as far as when we're talking about the gear, they play carrier. You were talking about camo. They actually get really decent camo, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. They don't spare any expenses.
Have you ever been to that facility in Barnwell, South Carolina?
I have not, but we have a crew that definitely has.
There was some impressive stuff going on there. I wish it had existed when I was 35. I mean, I definitely would have done it. But with Umarex, for some people, how many people actually take this and use this as a tactical training curriculum?
You know, that's a great question, and it's an emerging market right now. You're seeing more and more requests for certain types of airsoft pistols and rifles, just exactly for that. Either it's close quarter training or tactical situation training. So for us, that is a market that has been a slow start up until the last year or so, and now we're just our team. We actually have a guy dedicated to selling that market.
When you guys make a weapon or when you do a weapon, do you have to actually license that in order to make that, to replicate that weapon and to put it out there for sale?
Yeah, some are and some aren't. So Umarex,
like the custom ones, maybe that come from a custom house.
Right. Well, some, you know, an import platform is an import platform. We do have some branded items, both in the handguns and in the rifle platform, and that's what Umarex. That's kind of how our company got started, was licensing.
Do you do the apparel as well?
We don't do the apparel. We are strictly the gear, the guns, okay, and the BBs.
That's the other thing. I mean, the airsoft ammo has sort of evolved a little bit, hasn't it? I mean, because you're shooting something fairly light. But, I mean, in the old days when I used to see this, they used to have a tendency to spin and, you know, get a little English on it as it would be going downrange, you know? So
that's what we call hop-up. So,
okay.
So the guns have an adjustable hop-up now, so you can adjust the spin on it to either extend the range or to decrease the range.
That's interesting. Well, see, yeah. See, I knew this had evolved way beyond this. Is this going to be one of these things that... I remember when I was a training NCO in the Army back in the 80s, and one year we didn't have enough money to send people out to qualify with a 45 ACP, so I had to send them out with 22s, which that's okay for qualification, but then, like, if you're going out there and we couldn't even afford the blanks for some reason at this particular point. Is this going to be one of these things that's going to go from a recreational thing to more of a hard-edged tool for the military, for law enforcement?
You know, what I can see in airsoft is a supplement to training, and I don't see it beyond that. There really is there's invaluable experience to be had with a live fire weapon.
Right.
So the airsoft really will stay, I believe, in the supplemental training area.
Maybe it's just I think I was in my 50s when I went to this thing, and the thing that impressed me is how these individuals, I'll quit calling them kids, I know I'm too old, but these individuals, the way they would fire and maneuver, they could get in very close proximity to whoever they were working on. I mean, they could work it. And that's where I see the value with this, because then if something does happen, there is going to be that immediate feedback of getting popped in the face with one of these things. And, I mean, they were wearing the shields and everything, because these plastic BBs are not really harmless, are they?
No, speaking from experience, my first outing in an airsoft extravaganza, if you will, I wasn't prepared. I wasn't told I needed to wear face protection, and ended up with a chipped tooth. So
yeah,
you're shooting a 6mm plastic BB at 300 feet per second.
Yeah, and these weapons, the Umarex weapons, do they fire fully automatic?
Oh, of course.
That's just a blast.
How would you not?
That's just a blast. Gosh. That's cool. So as this continues on, how far can this go? How far can Umarex go with this?
That's a great question. The future can really only be the one that tells us that. For us, it's a very steady business, and we appreciate that in every aspect and in every way. I believe there's a little bit of growth opportunity because, as we mentioned, that supplemental training aspect is there, and it's an emerging market for us.
Do you guys ever, and I want to explore this in the next segment, but because of how much junk do you get from the anti-gun industry for the way your weapons look?
You know, that's surprisingly not that much. And that just, I believe that stems from the fact that many of the airsoft participants are former military,
right,
law enforcement, and so that's just been inbred into the culture of airsoft.
Yeah, down in Barnwell, I think everybody down in Barnwell that worked at that facility when I was there that time was LEO, yeah, at the time. So where else? Now, and we may have to explore this in the next segment, but these guys get together and make their own teams, don't they? They make a platoon or a squad, and, I mean, they go all the way with this stuff.
They do go all the way. There's forums that are operated online, and you can go out and search and find a skirmish to join, and you can see exactly what they're doing. There's platoon leaders, squadron leaders, and when you sign up, you get assigned to one.
Right.
You might be able to choose which side you're on, but from that point, you get assigned your role.
They take this stuff on the road, don't they?
A lot of guys like to travel and go do this.
Yes, they do. I was fully impressed with the teams and the way they did it. They were completely set up uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They were completely uniform. They were all manner of things, and I'm just watching this, and I was stunned. And I don't think I'm using it incorrectly, the term here, but I was just stunned at the professionalism. But we'll explore that when we get into the next segment. Talking to JB from Umarex, live at SHOT Show 2020. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
JB and I are both alive. You know, I'm getting tired of saying that myself. I need to find a new shtick on that one. Talking to JB from Umarex. Let me ask you this, and this is just a simple thing. I've seen some of these politicians. One of them held up an airsoft gun and said it could be converted to a fully operational real steel. That's the term they use in the airsoft world. Real steel, right?
Right.
Real steel weapon. Is that even a possibility?
It's not a possibility. That's a false statement.
They just look at the look, don't they? The look is what just shakes them to their core.
Yeah. They don't have any clue whatsoever.
And I guess maybe is it because they all... I mean, they look like the deal.
Oh, at first glance, you're not going to know the difference. And even some that you pick up are full metal, and they within ounces of the real steel.
Are you JD?
We got to get the name right for SHOT Show here, just so, because
you are with Umarex.
We do a lot of things: air guns, airsoft guns, optics.
Ah, okay.
Yes. This is the drama. This is the drama of live radio, right here. This is the drama. But the realistic look has more to do with just the functionality, right? Because they're going to add stuff to it. Do they add the real flashlight? Do they add the real optic? The real laser?
A lot of the players or guys, tactical warriors, if you will,
yeah,
like to add exactly what they would use in real life. You know, whether that be a light or a laser, whatever.
Now, one thing I saw, and I don't know if they still do this or not, but like when I was down there at Barnwell, what do they call it? GTI, something like that. I can't remember what they call it. Some of these guys were running around, and they were wearing real plates in real plate carriers, doing all the weight. Now, some actually had the airsoft types, which are styrofoam or something, just give it shape.
Right.
But most of them We're running real armor. And I guess, is that to add to the realism of it all? Or?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And some of them are using it for training just for themselves.
Right.
They want to be in shape, and they want to be able to maneuver just as they would need to maneuver if they were caught in a situation.
I tried to get out of a place. They were doing a breach. They were coming in. I was inside with a camera, and it occurred to me when they breached and I was standing there with the camera that I was going to be the first thing they saw. So then I started to try to get a little corner in between me and everything, maybe just have a little bit. But it was surprising how disciplined they were. And I mean, this was the stuff that we were doing back when I was in my 20s, and they were doing it flawlessly. How much, when somebody's, like, when some, when you've got, do you ever have, like, a group, do you have ambassadors for Umarex that come to you and say, I'd really like to see this do this, I'd like it to feel like this?
Yeah, we do, actually, but really what they're talking about in terms of airsoft rifles, for instance, is they want a certain gear or a gearbox or a certain type of material that their gears that the gears are made of, just for the quality and the longevity of that rifle.
Right.
Right, and it gives it the right feel, and in some cases where they have a recoil, that's important to them. The proper amount of gas to blow that mechanism back to give it that recoil feel.
So what's the shelf life of a Umarex rifle? How long will it last? If it's, I presume they have a maintenance protocol that people need to go through.
Sure, there's a maintenance protocol, but it's fairly simple. We've got George Ford of Nat Warfare. He has an Amoeba airsoft rifle that he has 30,000 rounds through without failure. So
wow.
They can last if you take care of them.
Wow. Now, one thing I've seen with airsoft is that I've begun to see some of these companies that make, like, tactical nylon. They've started making a line for airsoft, but then I see the airsofters ignoring that sometimes and going for the real deal. And I know it has nothing to do with the product line that you have, but I'm sure that you mingle with these people and discuss things all the time. When you're looking at this, how seriously are they kidding up?
Well, they're going all the way. But, of course, just like in anything else, there's variations and levels of air rifle. So you have a beginner level, an intermediate level, and an expert level, or what the Elite Force brand, which is our brand, calls the elite level. And so those guns are going to have better quality components. The competition level is going to have a little bit lesser quality component, and the rifle is going to cost less. And then you have the entry level components.
So for now, I don't know how much this comes into play. How accurate are these at range?
It's just as accurate as you need it to be, especially in close quarter battle situations.
Right.
If you're shooting for a human body size, they're as accurate as you need to be.
I saw some of that. Some of the stuff they make. Do you make a sniper Umarex rifle?
We do have a sniper version.
And how far can that reach out and touch somebody?
100 yards is not atypical.
For an airsoft rifle?
For an airsoft rifle.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to get a good quality heavy BB to do that.
So how many feet per second is that one going out at?
They'll allow those to go beyond. Typical field play is 300 feet per second, but they'll allow a sniper rifle, because of the distance, to reach out beyond 450 feet per second.
Wow. That's impressive. I may have to come to your booth just to look at that one, huh?
We've got a lot for you to look at.
I want to come. I didn't get to come because I was working. I had to send the boss out to go find JB. As you go forward, is this really going to be is this more of a participant-driven business, or are you guys the ones actually setting the trends on this?
It's really a participant-driven business, and that's important to us. We have boots on the ground. Like I say, we have ambassadors, but we have a team dedicated to airsoft, and so that is their job, is to listen to the consumer and sell to the consumer and sell to the dealer base, for that matter.
Well, I mean, the thing I know, and I'm not going to bring them up, but I mean, there's other people out there that are in your niche that manufacture the same stuff, except from what I've been able to see, is it fair to say you lead the industry?
We're near the top, if not the top.
That's so diplomatic, JP. Well, so it ain't, you know, you ever heard of Ty Cobb? He said it ain't bragging if you can do it, you know? But that's okay.
We have a great social media following, if that answers your question.
Okay. That answers my question. I don't know. I find airsoft to be intriguing, and I'm sorry. I think there needs to be a senior airsoft league for the slow ones. You know, like in the PGA where they have the seniors. Yeah, why not? I mean,
a handicap.
I can afford your stuff. I mean, I'm not going to buy it if I can't get out there and be popping somebody with it. So, but that's just nonsense. I'm just musing out loud. I thoroughly enjoyed the one day I did anything with it. It's actually quite good exercise for somebody trying to stay moving. But in any event, how will you go from this point here at SHOT Show in 2020? Is there something big that's going to happen, or is it just going to be to solidify the base that you already have? Or is that all trade secrets?
I lean on our airsoft team to really drive this business, and they're the experts at it. Beyond that, we have a plan to grow airsoft in terms of the supplemental training program.
Right.
So I think that your listeners are going to see more of what we have to offer in their dealers around the country very soon.
Outstanding. I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to come back after this, because I'm very interested in the business, just simply because I thoroughly enjoyed those 2 days, and I can see where this could be some very, very good, interesting stuff. And at the same time, it's always nice to know the big dogs, you know? The big dogs in the business.
Yep.
The big dogs in the business. So, is it umarex.com? How do people find what you do?
umarexusa.com, or actually our airsoft division's Elite Force Airsoft.
One more time, if you would.
EliteForceAirsoft.com.
Oh, I didn't know that was you guys. Well, I've talked to you guys a couple times about some other stuff, too. That's very, very, very nice. Thank you for joining me this evening.
You're welcome.
All right. We're headed to hour number 3. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I mean, if you want to come back, I'm here for 2 more days.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.